Alabama is overwhelming hospitals, and Alabama does have a very low vaccination rate. As far as the legality of a doctor denying patients service, Quentin Brogdon is with Crane, Brogdon & Rogers. He tells USA Radio News.
As far as I know, under the law, Tim, there's nothing that per se prevents a physician from terminating or even failing to start a patient relationship as long as it's not due to discriminatory reasons such as age, sex, race, sexual orientation, religion, or national origin. The Civil Rights Act of 1964 keeps doctors from denying service for those inappropriate reasons. But otherwise, doctors can deny care as long as, you know, a patient is not in an emergency scenario.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Rain chance tonight, trailing off. It's coming back to a good chance to likelihood tomorrow and again on Thursday. That strong high pressure ridge, which has been suppressing thunderstorm development, is weakening. It's going to take away the heat as it does so and allow elevated chances of rain to come back with daily thunderstorms on the increase. Tonight near 80, likely thunderstorm of 2 coming in tomorrow, likely rounds Thursday too, 90-ish tomorrow, 80s to 90 Thursday. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. After the tragic death of his wife, Katie, Professor Franklin blames himself. Filled with anguish, he walks away from his family, which augments his suffering. But soon after the second anniversary of his wife's death, his self-imposed reclusive lifestyle is interrupted by an unplanned visit from his 8-year-old granddaughter. Awakened by Grace, by author Darlene West. Available now in bookstores and Amazon.com. More info at DarleneWest.com.
We are having a party. It's WGSO's 75th anniversary party, and we're looking for all of you to come celebrate with us. If you're a local business, take advantage of this opportunity to be a sponsor for our big 75th anniversary party. We have great sponsorship packages offering tremendous benefits for our partners. If you're interested, contact me, Jeff Cruer, at jeff@wgso.com or 504-669-6076.
Hi, this is Effie Chason with Revolution Realty. I know that buying a home, whether it's your first or fifth time, can be a bit stressful. Let my experience and knowledge make home buying or selling a joyful and memorable experience for years to come. Revolution Realty, now with 3 locations to serve you: Uptown, Downtown, and Metairie. Go to RealtyRevolutionNola.com or contact us at 504-309-7224. Come on and join the movement.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your questions or comments to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Mike Hinson.
All right, everybody, welcome to another edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. Let's not wait 1 minute longer, Tony. What a week it was in the world of pro wrestling / sports entertainment.
This was probably the most hype weekend in wrestling that I've seen in years. More than I can count on at least one hand, for sure.
Yeah, I would say, man, probably closer to 20 years.
Yeah, it was an awesome night, and it's crazy because, like, I mean, let's just look at some of the things we saw. We saw so many great comebacks. We saw Brock Lesnar come out in the middle of SummerSlam. We saw Becky Lynch return. We saw so much cool stuff happen, but most of it came down to just one individual. One individual coming down and having one little speech, and that's it.
Yeah. After 7 long years, and we've been talking about it for months on this show, CM Punk finally made his return in AEW Friday night in his hometown of Chicago. And the quote-unquote pop that he got from the crowd was probably the loudest I've heard since the days of Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That pop was so loud. It was one of the loudest things I've ever heard in sports in general. Mm-hmm. I think there's really only like 2 people comparable to it, and it would be Stone Cold and The Rock coming back. That would be comparable. But even then, I want to say it rivals that.
Yeah. It was probably one of the most or the biggest moments, I think, and I'll go as far as to say in wrestling history.
Entirely, yeah, absolutely. It was an iconic moment for sure. It was definitely a the beginning of a new era in wrestling. I think from this point on, we're going to start seeing a lot of refreshing takes going on in wrestling. I think we saw a huge shift in power over the weekend.
Yeah.
And man, I'm just really excited to see what this era brings. However, you know, we got the ice cream, we got the punk, we got everything, but someone wasn't very satisfied.
Yeah, Booker T, who is, by the way, we should mention, is under contract to WWE in a Legends capacity. And I think in his also other job is to annoy the hell out of you every time he does a pre-game or a pay-per-view show.
Yeah, he's low-key a great troll for sure. He just kind of talks bait.
Yeah. Well, he was quoted as saying that CM Punk came back and he had 10 full television minutes to go out there and make his point as far as CM Punk being back. He had the perfect crowd to be able to go out there and really, I'm talking about have a party up in that United Center. But CM Punk came back and took his moment and chose to talk about WWE. That right there was a total miss as far as I'm concerned. He struck out. I don't see it that way at all because those are things that needed to be addressed.
No, absolutely. When Punk came out there, it was a raw moment. It was awesome. He said, though, that he didn't write a speech.
No.
And, you know, I'm going to say it. It was a great speech. It was a great promo. He went out there. He did his damn thing. And to be honest, he really didn't need to do that much.
No.
One of the highest points of it was he just sat cross-legged in the ring, did that nice homage to the pipe bomb, and had the crowd going crazy. Sometimes that's all you need. However, I will say, there were points where I was like, wow, you really didn't write anything. So I kind of agree with him on that. He brought up The Rock and how if The Rock went out there, he would have been talking about the wrestling schools in, like if he was in Miami, we've been talking about like the wrestling schools in Miami. We've been talking about everything, or about where he was. But CM Punk kind of just talked about, you know, his legacy. He didn't really talk about the future of AEW that much. He didn't really say too many things except for the things that, you know, had already been said. And while it wasn't a bad promo by any means whatsoever, it could have been a little more.
I was pretty satisfied. I think the overall
absolutely, it's definitely satisfying.
The way they went about it, number one, didn't make you wait. WWE would have made that be the last 5 minutes of the show and probably wouldn't have just let him come out and talk. It probably would have been some type of interference or something like that along those lines. It's played out, played out, played out. There was no holding it back. Everybody knew what was going on.
Yup.
Why hide it? let him come out. Let him do his, give him the microphone and do what he does best and talk on the mic. I feel like if he would have been out like, oh, did you go to this school or you went to that school or like what Booker T was saying, like, you know, you mentioned coming over the bridges of whatever in Chicago. That's all called cheap pops. And he's from there. He doesn't need to do that. It doesn't matter. That's irrelevant. What people want to hear is that he's back. And truthfully, he could have easily pulled the Michael Jordan and just put on social media, I'm back, and would have sent the wrestling world in a blaze.
Quote, break the internet.
Right. So I don't think that I just don't agree with Booker T. I think it's a cop out, and you're not giving him his credit. He came out and he talked from the heart. He was emotional with it. And obviously there was people that were emotional in the crowd.
Oh my gosh, people were crying. But it's not just the people in the crowd supporting him that were emotional. I think it was businesses that were emotional as well, and it can be signified by people like Booker T speaking out. The amount of shade that came from the big brand over the whole weekend mm-hmm. was incredible. Not only do we have Booker T talking smack, but we had Roman Reigns talking about how CM Punk could never get over Cena, The Rock, Steve Austin, all these big names, just trying to like squash him a little bit. But even John Cena has a new shirt out that is a total ripoff of a CM Punk t-shirt, and it's like a Super Mario Brothers 3 design. You can find the shirt Pro Wrestling Tees for CM Punk, but John Cena just got one because, you know, that was the quote-unquote counter to CM Punk for WWE. Didn't work very well, but nonetheless, it's just incredible the amount of shade that's happened over one man.
And even Becky Lynch, as much as I like her, when she came out to the ring, she was kind of mocking CM Punk with the "I'm back" type of thing, because he said that at the end of his promo. I don't know. I feel like you could really, watching that Friday night, you could feel a shift in the whole industry.
Well, it was definitely a tale of two cities, for sure, because that same night, the next night was SummerSlam, and we had all those great comebacks. Becky Lynch is my other favorite wrestler. She's great. CM Punk's great. Love them both so much. But it's just so crazy, the tale of two cities you get, where you see CM Punk come back in such a remarkable fashion, in such an awesome style, and then you get Becky Lynch coming back at SummerSlam, and it's like, how not to bring back a superstar? Right. It was a botched job entirely, and it's just, what are you doing?
I agree, and we'll talk more about that. We need to take a break, so let's do that real quick. And we'll come back. I want to talk a little bit more about CM Punk's return and what it meant to the thing that really matters, especially to a company like Warner Brothers, that airs AEW Rampage on TNT. And we'll talk a little bit about that when we get back.
I ain't the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I know enough to know. If you're gonna be dumb, you gotta be tough. I lit my brain with rot gut whiskey till my pain was chicken fried. And I had dudes with badges frisk me, teach me how to swallow pride. I took advice no fool would take. I got some.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Eddie's House is holding a charity 5K run and walk on September 11th to benefit homeless veterans. Eddie's House is a nonprofit organization providing support services to at-risk and homeless veterans in New Orleans. The 5K run and walk will be held at New Orleans Lakefront on Lakeshore Drive and Franklin Avenue on September 11th at 8 a.m. To register, sponsor, or donate, visit www.eddiehouse.org or call 504-356-9200.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
All right, welcome back to the Something to Say radio show. We're talking all about CM Punk's return to the world of professional wrestling. And we can say professional wrestling because he came back to AEW. He can go back to WWE where it's sports entertainment.
Oh, my God, you're so funny. I was wondering where you were going to go with that. Yeah, no, it's super exciting. I'm just so thankful that he actually did go to AEW because I feel like ever since we started doing this this show, the one thing that I've been emphasizing every time we compare the two brands is just how WWE, like you said, it's sports entertainment. With WWE, it's just the show. It's the smoke and mirrors. You know, it's Vince McMahon and his big, hunky, muscular, oiled up Bobby Lashley's. You know,
yeah.
But with AEW, it's talent. It's performance, it's acrobatics, it's athleticism, it is good old-fashioned wrestling, and there is nowhere else that CM Punk thrives better than real, true, down-to-earth wrestling, and I'm so excited to see it.
So the big question mark was how much of an impact ratings-wise would CM Punk have? They drew, I think they drew the week before it was like 690,000 viewers, between there and 750.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so CM Punk's debut on AEW Rampage on Friday night scored big in the TV ratings. According to Nielsen figures, Friday's episode of Rampage drew 1.129 million viewers, 692,000 of which were in the adults 18 to 49 demographic. That represents a 0.53 rating in the key demographic and the latest rating for or the largest rating for any AEW program since the premiere of AEW Dynamite in October of 2019. It was also up 75% in the demographic and 53% in total viewers compared to the debut episode of Rampage the week prior, and was behind only the NFL in the demo on cable that night. For comparison, Friday night's episode of WWE SmackDown Live on Fox drew a 0.57 rating and 2.1 million viewers ahead of the company's SummerSlam pay-per-view.
Not
I think
bad.
That's huge. And the thing is that you're not, this is where I believe WCW failed when they had the Monday Night Wars with WWE. They failed because it was all about trying to beat them in the ratings. That's not the path that AEW has taken from Jump Street. They're just, you know what? We're not in competition. We're just an alternative.
Yeah,
and I think
they stayed in their lane.
I think that's the best way to go about it because
absolutely.
You just focus on your product, and good things are going to come.
Absolutely, and it's funny that you say that they're owned by Warner Brothers and all that because it's almost an exact mirror of DC versus Marvel.
Yeah,
because Marvel like AEW.
Warner doesn't own AEW. They just own the network.
My bad. Technicality. But Marvel, like AEW, focused on their craft. They had a great product. They had something beautiful going, and they just focused on that. They stayed in their lane, did not worry about the competition. They only competed with themselves.
Yep.
DC, they saw that, and they were like, we got to stay relevant. What did they do? They rushed out the Justice League, and it was horrible. And now the gap is incomparable. There's no way DC is ever going to catch up to Marvel. The same way right now at this pace, man, WWE is... They got to be thankful that they came first, because if they were not the established brand before, they would be irrelevant at this point.
Well, and you know, if you think about week after week after week, WWE keeps slipping with their ratings and how many people are watching. It could very well end up, and you think about it, that's a good comparison, comparing DC and Marvel with AEW and WWE, because DC was the brand for movies across the board up until the last, 15 years, 16 years?
Yeah, all it took was an Iron Man, you know? Yeah. And just like that, all it took... Well, now I'm not even going to say CM Punk, because AEW has been good for so long. They've been so well-cultivated. But it's like, you see, NXT is like... before the show started, I was telling you about it. It's like the issue is they have AEW, which is its own standalone product. It's the main event for them. You know, it's all they got, and they push it so hard. But NXT is like the little kid division for WWE. It's their kids meal. You know,
the kids table.
And they're putting the kids table up against the big boys, and you can't do that no matter how good this talent is. And it's the thing is like. Like you said, they're too busy trying to compete because they have a good product at NXT. You see all these great talent that they bring over from NXT, and then they bring them over to WWE for what? To do them wrong and then send them right down the WWE to AEW pipeline? Yeah. It makes no sense. Make it make sense. But you know, there's one thing that you said, and you said that WWE ratings have been slipping. SummerSlam was not slipping.
No.
SummerSlam had the highest ratings of any SummerSlam, maybe ever. I'm not too sure. The statistics are a little weird. It says across Peacock and the WWE Network, which is the digital age. But, you know, I still think those numbers might be higher. But whatever. If you can prove me wrong, please do. 504-556-9696. But anyways, it was their biggest SummerSlam. And it was such a huge event. This is when they had the most eyes on them out of any other Super Slam in recent years. And they blew it. Name a good match besides Seth Rollins and Edge.
Well, yeah.
504-556-9696.
That's really tough to say because I don't really think there was one.
You get everyone watching you and you botch it.
Yeah.
You botch it. You bring out Becky Lynch to fight Bianca Belair. We could have had a 20-minute classic. We could have had a 20-minute classic against two fantastic superstars. The Man versus EST. Bianca Belair has been popping off. She has had such a great uphill momentum. And then Becky Lynch crushes it in 5 seconds. You have Roman Reigns versus John Cena, two of the biggest names in the past couple decades. And Brock Lesnar comes out at the end, even though Brock Lesnar has been hyped to go against Bobby Lashley. And he's got a man bun.
Yeah, well, that's a whole different... Yeah, I don't know what was going on with that, but...
Silly.
It reminded me... you're completely right. It was a complete botch job, and I'll tell you what. Let's talk about this whenever we come back from the break, because I have a couple takes on this whole situation. But we'll be back after we get some news. You're listening to Something to Say Radio Show on WGSO.
WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Looking to make a difference in your community this year? Let New Orleans Habitat help. Volunteering with New Orleans Habitat is easy and satisfying. Help build a house, spruce up a block, or spend an afternoon selling gently used furniture, appliances, and more in our two restore locations. Research shows that when you volunteer, it increases your happiness. So come on, get happy and volunteer with New Orleans Habitat. Visit habitat-nola.org to learn more.
Good morning, class. A quick head count. Tiffany?
Here.
Zach?
Yup.
Steven? Steven? Is he absent again?
For many kids, just getting to school feels like a challenge. Staying through graduation is even harder. That's where Communities and Schools comes in. A powerful community of caring adults, working with vulnerable kids in schools every day, helping them overcome the barriers that stand in the way of learning. Hunger, homelessness, health problems, and even emotional trauma. Communities in Schools. We're inside schools partnering with teachers and counselors, empowering at-risk kids by providing supportive relationships, doing whatever it takes to help them thrive in school and have brighter futures. Communities in Schools. We're in schools to help kids stay in school. See how we help all kids succeed at communitiesinschools.org.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. The Food and Drug Administration grants full approval for the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccination, which many physicians hope will lead to more vaccine mandates. Tulane epidemiologist Dr. Susan Hasig says the Pfizer vaccine is now approved for ages 16 and up.
Which means that high schools could mandate vaccination for students 16 and above. Colleges can mandate vaccination for all of their students, their faculty, their staff.
UL system students will either need to provide proof of vaccination or claim a personal exemption the next time they can register for classes to enroll in the system's 9 schools. President Jim Henderson says they can't force students to take the vaccine, but he hopes full FDA approval will push more of them off the fence. He says they've tried to convince students to get the shot.
But nothing that we can say can equate to the gold standard of pharmaceutical safety and efficacy, which is FDA approval.
LRN.
A sizzling T-bone steak, a mouth-watering char-grilled hamburger, a slow-smoked brisket. There are plenty of reasons to grill beef this summer. With 29 cuts of lean, protein-packed beef to choose from, there's always something succulent to serve to your family. So this Labor Day weekend and all summer long, be the hero of your backyard barbecue by serving what everybody wants, the delicious taste of certified Louisiana beef. So remember, beef. It's What's for Dinner, brought to you by the Louisiana Cattle Producers through the Louisiana Beef Industry Council and the Beef Checkoff.
I wanted my job back.
If my mother got sick, I wouldn't know what to do with myself.
I got vaccinated for my daughter.
I trust the science.
The reason why I got the COVID vaccine was because of my newborn child and my at-risk wife.
I got vaccinated to keep from it happening to me.
I talked to my doctors about it, did my research, and they've done a lot of research, and I think they know what they're doing.
Visit covidvaccine.la.gov or call 1-855-453-0774 to schedule your COVID-19 vaccination today.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You gotta fight for liberty. I'm Bill Juneau. Join me on my new radio show, Let Freedom Ring, Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, I'm Dickie Brennan, and I'd like to invite you to our new Black Duck Bar located on the second floor of Palace Cafe. Rum is the chosen spirit of Palace Cafe's Black Duck Bar and features an extensive rum collection from all over the world. Be sure to join us for happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. with half-price small plates, local draft beer, and tap wine. Look forward to seeing you soon at Palace Cafe's new Black Duck Bar.
This is Tony Peppers, host of Tea is for Tony, airing Saturday mornings 8 to 9 on WGSO. We'll be talking music, sports, and all things pop culture with a refreshingly alternative perspective. We're always accepting callers, and we never turn anyone away, so don't be afraid to call in and be part of the conversation. And while you're at it, add us on Facebook and Discord. T is for Tony. Be part of the community. Let's keep the tea hot and the conversation spicy. Saturday mornings, 8 to 9, WGSO.
My name is Eric Schein, and my program is Maritime Matters. It's on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Listen in.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there. They have the power.
We have the numbers now. All right, welcome back to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. We're talking about SummerSlam that went on over the weekend, and how it was a complete botch job. And, you know, we talked about CM Punk making his triumphant return at the beginning of the show. And we also, you talked a little bit about Becky Lynch returning to WWE after, a year and a half hiatus after how she went, her and Seth Rollins had their first child and got married. She is hands down the most popular definitely the most popular female athlete in wrestling. And I would say arguably she could be a top three overall.
Absolutely. There's a few people in women's wrestling that I think have, earned as much merit and as much hype around their name as Becky Lynch. I think probably only Ronda Rousey maybe has garnered as much popularity in recent years.
As far as being a female athlete. Yeah.
Yeah. I just can't think of any other female wrestlers that have had as much mainstream recognition, because I feel like Becky Lynch is a name that's even recognized outside of wrestling, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd be hard pressed to find that person. But you know, you were talking about how they screwed it up with bringing her back, and you know, you had Bianca Belair, and nobody knows what was the real issue why Sasha Banks wasn't involved.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
But you bring her back, and it lasts 26 seconds, and all the build-up you did for Bianca Belair for months to you know, you had her on MTV, you've pushed her so hard to be a top champion in WWE, and you just took it all away in 26 seconds. Now, what I was going to say before we had to go to break was, it reminded me, and you might be a little too young, and I don't know if you'll remember this, but there was a WrestleMania. It was one that was in Vegas, and it was outdoors at Caesars, I believe. And I'm trying to think. It had to be around 90, 91, maybe 92. It was in that realm.
I was not alive.
Okay, well, that would be why you wouldn't know anything about it. So you had Yokozuna, who was the champion at the time.
Uh-huh.
And you had Bret Hart, who was challenging for, I think Bret Hart was the champion, and Yokozuna was the challenger at WrestleMania. Yokozuna ended up beating him, and you know, then there was extra stuff going on after the match. So Yokozuna then has the title, but then all of a sudden you hear Hulk Hogan's music, and here he comes.
Oh, boy.
And keep in mind, in real life, Hogan and Bret Hart weren't friends by any stretch of the imagination, nor were their characters ever really crossing paths. So there was one reason for the whole thing, and that was to get the belt off of Bret and get it on to Hulk Hogan. So then Hulk comes to be the great savior and helps Bret out. And, you know, Bret tells him, go in there and challenge him for the championship. So then Hogan, you know, he beats Yokozuna, gets the belt, and everything's right in the world, because now you have your top name holding on to the belt. And I hope that this doesn't ruin what Becky has built for the last 2 years.
It sounds like cheap Money in the Bank writing without a money in the bank, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely.
And that's just ridiculous. And you know, I never really thought about it in the sense of staining Becky Lynch's reputation, because it's not really her fault, you know. Just the writing, and it's how it happens. But man, way to do Bianca Belair dirty, because it's woman did not deserve that.
No.
She's really been working.
Sure she has.
And the thing is it doesn't just squash her. It also squashes Sasha Banks' return as well. And sure, there's the mystery on why they couldn't perform, and maybe the fact that it was rumored Bianca Belair couldn't perform is why her match was so short. Mm-hmm. I don't know all the stipulations on it. I don't think anyone except for maybe the people directly involved actually know the truth. But nonetheless, it doesn't change like how just sloppy the whole thing was handled, because it's lazy. Like, yes, it's very lazy writing. Like, Becky Lynch could have come back in so many different ways, and just to like,
she should have never gotten. I mean, number one, the whole thing is with professional wrestling or sports entertainment is you book to continue to make money down the road. And why wouldn't you have her come out? You know, she could cut a promo, she could interfere, start an angle with Bianca, and then you build it up, and then you get that payoff, and then you put together that great match. Instead, let's be honest, wrestling fans now, especially with the internet, they're a lot more vicious.
Absolutely.
And they're a lot more fickle.
Absolutely. I was about to bring up the internet because it's like I found out about Becky Lynch coming back. I did not find out about it live watching SummerSlam. I found out about it scrolling Twitter and finding out that it happened in real time. And boy, oh boy, is that not the way you want to see that. Even Becky Lynch had to make a statement in tears talking about how bad the event was, how she didn't plan on it going that way. How she was just kind of disappointed in like the reaction and how things went down, and how she just felt bad about kind of destroying the momentum of another superstar, because that's not really who Becky Lynch is as a person. She's not someone who wants to just swipe the spotlight away. I mean, sure, she wants the belt. Who doesn't? But there's a way to do things correctly, and it wasn't done right. Mm-hmm. I'm very eager to see how they plan on remedying this situation. Becky Lynch expressed full intentions of doing that. But nonetheless, there's no way that I found out that she was trying to remedy the situation without first scrolling through a sea of people bashing the situation. Mm-hmm. And that's just shooting yourselves in the foot, you know? It's like buying fireworks and then having them blow up in your face.
Well, and from what I've been reading, that the plan now is, because of being without Sasha and Bayley and a few other of the top heels, the top bad guys, if you will, the plan is for Becky to take over that mantle, and then this all plays into it, and then she can do the, you know, I don't care what you know what the fans think type of a situation. But is it going to work? Because they tried it with Stone Cold Steve Austin, and it didn't work. And he says to this day, had he thought about it more, he would have called an audible, at WrestleMania, and ended up, instead of becoming aligning himself with Vince McMahon, he would have gave him a stunner, and it's DTA, and you just move on, and it would have played. But I just don't. I don't think this was the right move. It wasn't the right move for anybody involved, and just stupid and lazy.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's just like they were trying too hard to compete with the CM Punk return, and it's just it's evident. And it's like they're just defeating themselves a little bit, and it's just kind of sad to watch, especially with such a huge company just kind of defeating themselves over another company's one singular move. Mm-hmm. Way to show that you're threatened.
Absolutely is what it was. Because then you go to Roman Reigns and John Cena, which, that's probably why I think that you had more viewers for SummerSlam than maybe ever before. It's a great matchup. They had a good build for it. But then you completely trash it by bringing out Brock Lesnar, because the WWE will be making a return to Saudi Arabia for their Crown Jewel event. And part of their deals with Saudi Arabia is that they are to bring some of the older household names, if you will. They have to bring those along with them, or Saudi Arabia is not really interested. So now you throw a ton of money at Brock Lesnar and have him come out with his man bun, and I don't. And then, and by the way, Paul Heyman's acting in that was tremendous, wasn't it?
No, it was great. But I gotta say, the man bun, before we digress away from Saudi Arabia too much, I think the man bun was kind of honestly a very smart marketing decision, whether or not it was intentional or not, because the whole old man Lesnar look that he has going on, I feel like is one of the things that have garnered a lot of attention towards it, because when we were looking at like the ratings and everything, I saw that the Brock Lesnar return was the most viewed video on the WWE's Instagram account, which there's a number of reasons for that, and I'm not going to take Instagram views too much to heart. But nonetheless, like, you got Brock Lesnar with a man bun and a huge beard. I want to know what that looks like.
Right. Yeah, that's a very good point. Mm-hmm. You know, as long as people are clicking on it, that's really all that matters at the end of the day for them.
Yeah, right.
I find it hard to believe that his, because I also read somewhere that his return was overshadowed, or his return overshadowed Punk's return.
Nah.
I'm like, no, sorry.
Nah.
I don't care what analytics you're trying to throw out. It did not do that.
Nah, there's no way. There's no way nothing is going to compare to that. But nonetheless, I do think that maybe Brock Lesnar could have even outshined Becky Lynch. I'll give him that much. I think that Brock Lesnar showing up, maybe I just wasn't paying attention to the rumor mill of Brock Lesnar. I don't usually do that. Mm-hmm. But it was kind of unexpected to me personally. I didn't think he would come back. And if he did, I definitely would have thought it would have been Bobby Lashley related instead of a John Cena Roman Reigns feud. Personally, that's just how I would have seen it. But
right.
I thought it was a cool thing. Personally, now that I'm looking at this, and I talked about this over the break, I'm like thinking, well, if you don't put him up against Bobby Lashley, what are you going to do? Why do you have him beefing with these guys? I would love to see an Elimination Chamber match while they got all these huge, big names. Mm-hmm. I feel like it would be a way to just kind of like, because you got some pretty goated people out there right now. Roman Reigns, John Cena, and Brock Lesnar. Three of like the top talents in the modern era of wrestling. I would love to see an Elimination Chamber with that. Throw in Bobby Lashley, Seth Rollins. Who else? One other guy, Randy Orton, a classic. That would be a fantastic match. And I feel like the way they've been building up storylines for those guys already, mm-hmm. it would be fantastic. And now that I'm mentioning all these good names, we haven't heard from Cesaro in a minute. Oh, well, let's put a pin in this. In 3 weeks, when he gets dropped and goes and signs to AEW, I just want you to know that I called it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and just real quick to wrap up the talk about the, you know, like the Punk versus Brock Lesnar, Becky Lynch return. While you were saying that, it dawned on me, you know, okay, so if Brock Lesnar's return overshadowed because of the internet, it might be because of the people that are watching WWE are kids that probably were either A, too young or not born yet when Punk actually left.
Nah.
And that reminds me of one of the promos that Punk cut between whenever him and Cena were going to be headlining one of the pay-per-views, and they had the contract signing, and Punk's got his feet kicked up on the desk, mm-hmm. and he's like, you know, talking about how, you know, the difference between him and Cena, and he's like, and I don't remember all of it, but pretty much he said, for this was verbatim, that every time your fans think of you, John, the kids are going to still pee in their pajamas regardless of whatever I do. So, and it's true, because that's the clientele, that's the demographic,
yeah,
you know, whereas the people that enjoy what Punk does, and that in general, I think for AEW are a little bit older. yeah, I don't buy the whole more eyes were on WWE. And I just, SummerSlam was 4 hours long, and I think it probably.
For why?
It could have probably been an hour, and it'd have been probably better.
It could have. But I got to say, I just hope that one thing we get out of the SummerSlam, and I think based off what happened at Raw last night, Alexa Bliss might be moving on from this Eva Marie drama. Eva Marie, I'm going to say, is the weakest talent in the WWE.
Yeah.
Hands down, I'm sick of seeing her. I am even more sick of listening to her. And I am ultra sick of watching her fail to sell the easiest things on the planet.
Oh, you mean like tripping over a swing set?
Like tripping, just doing literally anything. Man, yeah. I wish Doudrop would elbow drop her.
Yeah, it's pretty pathetic. And I could see the Alexa Bliss Charlotte program. I think that could be good. I'll say the bright spot for me for SummerSlam was RK-Bro. That was it.
That was your favorite?
That was my favorite.
Interesting.
Yep. I liked Becky coming back. I didn't like the way it went down, though. I was excited to see her come back.
Mm-hmm.
Brock. It doesn't really, like, I've never been, like, huge on him, so it didn't really do that much for me.
Yeah. It's exciting, you know. Whenever Brock Lesnar's back, you know, it's going to be, like, fulfilling drama because he's not going to put people over.
No.
He's not just going to be like, yeah, sure, beat me, whatever. Right. No, Brock Lesnar's going to come, and he's going to break some faces first before he leaves.
Right.
So that's why I was hype about that. Personally, I think the Edge-Seth Rollins match was awesome.
That was good.
I think that was probably the best thing that happened at SummerSlam.
Yep.
There's a lot of really great storylines. I know I just mentioned Cesaro a minute ago. I thought the Cesaro-Seth Rollins storyline was really great. Sad they dropped it. But the way they transitioned and the Edge beef mm-hmm. was phenomenal. I think the payoff for that was really great. I'm really excited to see what they do next with this because it's like, I don't think it's finished.
No, I don't think so. You're right, and I forgot about that. I should say that was definitely one of my high spots of the show.
Mm-hmm.
From everything from Edge's doing the old Brood entrance to just the match itself, it was great and showed why they're two. Well, one's a Hall of Famer and the other one's one
quickly
of the best,
on his way.
Yeah, one of the best in-ring performers in the business. So, mm-hmm. All right, well, we need to take a break and we'll come back. And there's a little bit more news about Bray Wyatt and where he's heading and why he was let go of WWE. So, stay right here. We'll be back with more after this.
So full of fear, I hid behind anger, held back the tears. It was me against the world, a show that I'd win. But the world fought back, punished me for my sins. Well, I felt so alone, so insecure, I blamed you instead. Made sure I was heard, and they tried to warn me of my evil ways. But I couldn't hear what they had to say.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
This is David Jeremiah inviting you to join me here on Talk Radio 990 every weekday at either 5:30 or 6:30 a.m.
Join me, Tracy Napolitano, and my co-host, Barbara Hirsch Napolitano, as we talk about everything bourbon on It's Always Better with Bourbon on WGSO 990 AM, Friday from 5 to 6.
Eddie's House is holding a charity 5K run and walk on September 11th to benefit homeless veterans. Eddie's House is a nonprofit organization providing support services to at-risk and homeless veterans in New Orleans. The 5K run and walk will be held at New Orleans Lakefront on Lakeshore Drive and Franklin Avenue on September 11th at 8 a.m. To register, sponsor, or donate, visit www.eddiehouse.org or call 504-356-9200.
Brought to you by the St. Rock Market, a local food hall featuring 12 unique food and beverage entrepreneurs serving globally inspired meals from barbecue platters to Mediterranean cuisine. Located at 2381 St. Claude Avenue, the St. Rock Market is open every day of the week for breakfast, lunch, dinner, coffee, and cocktails. We offer online ordering, curbside pickup, and both indoor and patio dining. Learn more at strockmarket.com.
Hi, Bruce Falkenstein with Gulf Coast Bank. We're hosting auctions in August to raise money for nonprofits throughout the month of August. Auctions in August offers items such as fine dining, jewelry, sports memorabilia, gift baskets, artwork, vacation stays, pet services, and much more. There's something for everyone with hundreds of items to choose from. To see all the great items and to bid, go to auctionsinaugust.com. 100% of the proceeds go to the nonprofits. Gulf Coast Bank, the bank that cares about you and your community. Member FDIC.
Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks. Fridays at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
This is David Duplantier, Dean of Christ Church Cathedral on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans, the diocesan cathedral for the Episcopal Diocese of Louisiana, inviting you to join us weekly for our live broadcast on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. We also invite you to learn more about the cathedral at our website, ccc.nola.org.
All right, you guys are listening to the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO and live on WGSO.com. Before the break, we've actually, you know, this whole show we've talked about so much, mostly about the CM Punk return, what that means for the future of the AEW. But while the song plays, My Own Worst Enemy by Lit, it's kind of funny because I've been thinking about this song all show long because we've been talking about the WWE and how they continue to just do themselves wrong. It seems like they're shooting themselves in the foot with their own writing. They had one of the biggest comebacks in recent years with Becky Lynch, and what did it do? It backfired. The WWE, why are you your own worst enemy? I want to know what you guys think, though. You can call in 504-556-9696 and let us know what you think. Is the WWE on its way out the door? I don't know. I think their days are numbered, but like I said, I want to know what you guys think. By the way, if you're just tuning into the show and you've missed anything that we have covered today, you can check it out. All of our episodes are live on WGSO.com. You can check it out. Just look up Something to Say. And while you're at it and the boss is away, I'm just going to say you can also look up T is for Tony. That's my show. It's every Saturday, 8 a.m. right here in WGSO. But nonetheless, let's move on a little bit because we've talked about CM Punk. We've talked about Becky Lynch. We've talked about the WWE's problems. But let's talk about another superstar who had a really big climb last year. He was one of the biggest talents in the WWE for a hot minute. Had a bunch of really great arcs, a bunch of really great storylines, and then suddenly just disappeared. I'm talking about Bray Wyatt. He has been just an icon and a staple in the WWE roster since he joined up. All of his characters, all of his storylines have been iconic, from the family down to the Fiend. It's been awesome. His quote-unquote match with John Cena, where it was really just one big long promo of John Cena fighting himself, was one of the most meta, one of the most entertaining matches I've seen in WWE history, not just in the modern era, but of all time. It was cool. It was peak entertainment in WWE. It was something that you almost never get to see. And it was just so well done. All of Bray Wyatt's parts were so well written. You could tell he had passion. It wasn't just, you know, the smoke show. It wasn't just sports entertainment. It was great. He had real legitimate talent. But it seems that after his latest feud that he had, where it was against Randy Orton and he was kind of tied up with Alexa Bliss, it seems that the WWE just kind of threw him to the wayside, and then they kind of pawned off his whole gimmick onto Alexa Bliss in a much lesser, dare I say it, more offensive manner. Alexa Bliss is like a cheap ripoff of everything Bray Wyatt originally was, with not even a third of the writing talent. And it's just a shame. But, you know, there was an article recently about kind of some of the reasons why he may have left the WWE. It has a lot to do with Vince McMahon's habit of just throwing money at talent. Are we running out of time already? BJ, you're back.
That's it.
Look at that.
Yeah, that's going to do it for us. Yeah, it's unfortunate. He wasn't happy, so Vince just decided he should throw money at him, and that wasn't the answer. So,
could have just honed your craft.
That's right. We'll talk more about it next week. And until then, we're going to just play Gloria.
More Something to Say radio show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at @S2S Radio Show, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost.
For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans, Louisiana.
Bella.com. Use promo code Alex for the best discounts out there. And they profit shares with us and helps fund the InfoWar and continue to shop at InfoWarStore.com because we're sponsored by patriots like you and we're thankful and we will never back down to the globalists. So thank you so much for your support.
This is the Genesis Communications Network.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden doing his best to take the focus off the crisis in Afghanistan and put it on a $3.5 trillion human infrastructure bill of social investments.
We're a step closer to truly investing in the American people, positioning our economy for long-term growth, and building an America that outcompetes the rest of the world. My goal is